is Dr. Renee Sunday, and I am the platform builder. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I love the intro. It's just amazing. But welcome, welcome to the Dr. Renee Sunday podcast. We want to, first of all, pause for a minute. Just say, ooh, take a deep breath. Ooh, take a real deep breath. That diaphragm move, okay? Y'all, the singers know what I'm talking about, okay? You got to take a deep breath in, hold it a minute, and blow way out, okay? That's called a de-stressor technique, okay? But we want to say pause after to say thank you. Thank you for downloading us on iTunes, checking us out on YouTube. You on our website. We see the analytics. We thank you for checking us out and also supporting us on social media as well. We thank you from the bottom of our heart. You know, thank you for believing in us, but we believe in you as well, okay? We do believe in you, okay? We do. I just love it. I want you to enjoy life. I know everything under the sun is going on. But guess what? You have a purpose. You have a reason you are born. You have a reason that you're here right now. Somebody right now needs what you have inside. Not just somebody. A lot of people need what you have inside. Your dreams, goals, and your purpose. I know this may be an out, but it's not all for you. You know? Because somebody right now is praying. Somebody right now is really wanting an answer to their situation, and you have the answer. You know what? Don't stop. Get it. You got to get your purpose and get your purpose now. Let's just talk real briefly. What is purpose? Purpose is something that's easily achievable. Guess what? By you. You think it's so easy, you don't even think it's your purpose. Yeah, it's easily achievable by you. That's why people will pay for your products and services. They will ask them because you have been through the mistakes. You have a system of a thing. We wonder why Chick-fil-A, you know, our wonderful Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, and Walmart, and all these people, you know, they have a system. The same thing they doing here in the hot ATL. They doing it in Chicago. They doing it in Florida. They doing it in Seattle. It may be a little different. Of course, they allow you to do a little bit of your secret sauce. But I guess the things that's on the menu is very similar. Okay? But the thing about it is somebody right now needs what you have. That's in your belly, as the old people used to say. And we got to get it out so we can help somebody else. Help somebody smile. Because if you help somebody smile, they're actually going to be excited about obtaining their goals, dreams, and purpose in life. I am Dr. Renee Sunday. I'm known as the platform builder. And what I do is I help small business owners increase their visibility to be seen, be heard, and get paid, to get the ching, okay? We do that through podcasts and publishing and media exposure. We're going to talk about in this session, it may be morning, afternoon, wee hours of the morning. We want to talk about what is media exposure. And what I'm going to give you three ways how you can actually get media exposure. And then, of course, I'm going to let you know if you need some help with that, I'm going to help you with that as well. Now, as my third grade teacher always said, you know I always got to get help from Ms. Chris McNair, okay? She said, have a definition of a thing so we all can be on the same page so you can actually formulate, yeah, an idea of what's going on, but then you can make wise decisions. She don't know how she really helped her sister out, okay? I refer to her also so many times, okay? But media exposure, in my opinion, my working definition, is you're going to, what you have inside, your secret sauce, your genius, you're going to get it out to the world. You know I always say be seen, be heard, and get paid, because if you're the best kept secret, that's not helping anybody. It's really not even helping you because you're not getting the money. Hallelujah! You're not even getting the money from it, and it's honorable to get paid. That's a whole other session, right? Okay, don't do like me. I self-sabotage myself. Okay, I'm a board-certified anesthesiologist for 20 years at the time of this recording. But entrepreneurship, ooh, I'm scratching my head doing all senior hall. I tried to sabotage my own. So I tried to keep my goodness inside. But when I got that thing out, okay, when that bird jumped off the cliff, I help people every day. Okay, just by the things that I say on social media, just by being in my space, and they help me as well. It's not a one-sided thing. It's the two-sided. So media exposure is you get out there being seen, okay, and you being heard, okay? Now let's dissect that. What you mean by that? That means you getting out there. You're not just on social media. You on somebody else's platform, okay? Woo-hoo! Somebody else's platform, we, okay, anyway. Because everybody hasn't heard about you, okay? Because you never know, it'll take but one person. Tyler Perry can tell us. It'll take but one person to hear. It'll take but one person to see your secret sauce. And the next thing you know, you own fame and fortune, okay? But the first thing, the media exposure, how are you going to be seen after some be seen? Okay, we love television. We love doing, you know, Facebook Live, for example. We can be on somebody else's podcast if they're doing a video part of it. We can actually be in a magazine on the cover. Mm-hmm. We can be speaking on somebody's platform. Now, some of these opportunities, they allow you to sell your offer. Some of these opportunities, you got to, as they say, pay to play. Okay, the other opportunities you may get paid, but then can you really sell your products and services on the platform? You know, my thing is I always tell people, you know, we got this text thing going on, text marketing, you know, email marketing. You know, get people in your tribe, in your email, you know, in your inbox, and then you can nurture them how you want. You know, I even try to tell people when they come on the platform, don't say, you know, go get my book at Amazon. I love Amazon, you know, I love you, okay, but you want to actually be able to get that you can. The easiest sale to make is somebody that has bought from you before. Can I just go give me an amen? Go tip me over there on Patreon, okay? But the thing about it is, if you get them in your neck of the woods, in your tribe, in your inbox, on your website, in your email marketing system, you can nurture them, okay? And you can, they can get them know, like, and trust you, right? And next thing you know, they're doing the team thing. But the thing about it is, sometimes people watch you for years. You know, I had to really get adjusted to that because in medicine, I meet you in 1 minute, and I'm putting you to sleep. Okay. Oh, I may not even meet you because it may be a trauma situation. You may be unconscious, but I still bring my A-game. So it still bothers me to this day why people think they're going to pay $7 and get my whole back in. That's out for somebody. I'm just got here to tell you. That's why you're not excelling, because why do you think somebody has worked 5, 6, 7, 8 years, spent thousands of dollars, and they don't, you think you're going to get their whole back in for $7. Well, that's not how it works in the world. It's never worked like that. So, you know, come on, let's get it. The ding, ding, okay? All right. So the only thing I want to let you know, that's be seen, okay, be heard. Podcast. It's a million or more podcasts. So podcast everywhere, podcast. So why you not on podcast? Okay, why? You can go right over there to iTunes where you want to check us out and download us. All of them are there. All their contact information, all of their mission, what they stand for, how long their podcast is. You hear what I'm saying? Scooby used to do that. Okay? You got it all at your fingertips, so why you haven't doing it? People put on their social media, they look up for speakers, they look up for people to be the podcasters. You don't even click on it because you whatever. Okay, the good thing about being on the Dr. Renee Sunday podcast, I even groom you that make sure that you can use this on your website for later. Because the thing about this, people want to know what you're going to do before you be on their platform. So that's why the media kit is very important. That's why, guess what, how many press releases have you sent out? Okay, you see what I'm saying? Where your one sheet? See, all that, you need to come, you need to DM me right now. Go to our website, ReneeSunder.com, or just go email us, okay, at hello@getpurposenow.com. If you don't have any of those things, so how you think you're going to be seen, be heard, and get paid? I know you said it's an out session, Dr. Sunday. You're supposed to be helping us out with media. So, well, I am, okay? Now, the last part is getting paid. You got to have a back end that you can take the payment, okay? You got to take the payment, okay? How are you going to take the payment, okay? Hello. All right, so you got to, you know, have some. Right, PayPal, something. You got to have something if you want to be with me, right? That's all. Y'all remember that song? Okay, I'm telling how old I am. But seriously, in order for you to be on radio, TV, the magazines, other people's platform, they want to see what you bring to the table because you're supposed to be giving them access to their audience that it can advance their audience. That's what it's all about, okay? Every platform have their own rules and regulations. Of course, you can always start your own podcast, your own magazine, you know, and we teach that, you know. If you want the checklist for how to start your own podcast, that's podcastwinning, WINNING.com, okay? So the thing about what I'm trying to say, media exposure, you need to get out there. Some people call it PR, some people call it publicity. I call it visibility. Now, I do offer services to book you. that I can book you on. We start local, please, Jesus. Hallelujah. Start local, because you're not going to get on NBC, CBS, or the Yahoo, and all of them. You're not going to get on that if you've only done 5 interviews. Most of the time, you've done at least 200 interviews before you hit NBC, okay? And then you got to know how to come to them. Don't worry. They don't want no attachment, because they ain't going to open your email, because that's a risk for a virus. Okay? So get a booking agent. I mean, I know several, if you're in the music industry, I have a good friend in South Carolina that takes care of that. Now, I could help you out if you're more of an opera speaker, you know, pretty much in the realm that I'm in, opera speaker, let me say, coach, consultant, even if you're a healthcare professional and you want to get action on podcasts and stuff like that, a grief counselor, those type of things. Minister, of course, because I'm in ministry. So we can talk about that, okay? Of course, you should know without me saying it's an investment. Hallelujah, okay? The thing about visibility, I have to let people know, because I know this in my own, when I've had visibility strategists or PR people, public relations, you know, you get out there, but you got to make sure you say the right thing when you're on there. Hello? You got to say the right thing. If you don't say the right thing to get move people to actually to contact you, that's not the PR person's fault. That's not the public relations fault. That's not the booking agent's fault. They can get you there, but you got to know what to do when you get there. As the old saying is, what is that, character keep you there or something like that? Y'all know the saying, okay? Yeah, your character going to keep you there. You can you know, do this, that, and that to get there, but your character going to keep you there because you don't know how to act because you didn't scheme to get there. I just wanted to say that, but you guys, I wanted to just come in and let you know that these are the opportunities that you need to get. You need to really get on point. You need to really get on point, okay, and have media exposure because you want to be seen, be heard, and get paid. You know that old saying, what the old saying was, you build it, they'll come. You got to make sure your mindset right, and you got to have a degree of media exposure in your life, okay? I do have a master class about that that takes you through that. But, you know, we do take clients that we do the booking for you, and we got to start low. NBC, not starting off, baby. Hallelujah, okay? Hallelujah. I'm saying it like that because, you know, some people want to jump from just put the book up on Amazon, no sales, and then they want to actually be on NBC. Well, it's a process. Amen? All right. Well, DM us. Go to our website, ReneeSunday.com. I can assist you with anything. But it's amazing being in front of the camera. It's amazing being on different other platforms. It's amazing being on the front cover of the magazine. We do have that in our in-house. We do have a podcast. I teach podcasting, okay? I teach publishing. We can publish your book. We also teach the media exposure. If you want one session about media exposure, I give you ideas. You know, it's an investment for that, okay? And then if you want me to do the booking, it's a whole nother booking fee for that, okay? All right. But what you want you to know in this session is, and I gave you more than three, but we wanted to let you know about media exposure, that you need to have that in your business, your purpose, and your calling, okay? So you can be seen, be heard, and get paid. I am Dr. Renee Sunday, the platform builder, and I want you to realize that I love you. So I got to tell you the good, bad, and what they said, not the good, bad, the ugly, right? But if you want to be a guest on our platform, same thing, DM, email us, or go to our website, ReneeSunday.com. If you want to be on the magazine, in the magazine, or if you're ready to publish that book you've been holding for about 10 years or 10 months or 10 days, whatever the case may be, you know what to do, okay? What I really want you to know is you do have a calling. You do have a reason you're born. I'm included, we have to do three things. We have to believe, we have to trust, and we have to walk it out. And we have to don't stop, get it. And what are we getting? We're getting our purpose, and we're getting our purpose now, okay? I am Dr. Renee Sunday. I love you truly. I have to let you know what's really going on out here in these streets, okay? But we'll see you next time on the Dr. Renee Sunday podcast. See you next time. Bye-bye.